Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is your boy, Mr. Parker, with another podcast. And this one is about being politically correct, but spiritually incorrect. And this one right here touches home with me because I get... Let me tell y'all something. If you think that I got it easy doing these podcasts and I'm getting paid to just talk and ramble, I have off-phone discussions, emailings, all that type of stuff with people trying to tell me how to run what I do. You know, almost as if I ain't a grown man. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing about podcasts. I have people actually message me and tell me, hey, Dre, just advice. You know, you should try to make it where you write down everything you say before the episode. I said, but that then it becomes scripted TV. And I've never been a fan of scripted TV. Unless it's a big, big show, I'm not a fan of scripted TV. So a lot of people say, you know, sometime I think you rush into it. The whole point and key for me is it's not about what I'm doing for you guys. It's what I spiritually feel needs to be said and that comes from me. So some people like, I don't want you getting your show shut down and I want you. I'm not here. If God forbid something happened where they said I need to shut this podcast down, it won't kill me. I'm going to keep moving on. It ain't going to hurt me and affect me. I'm going to remain strong and be like, God, you know what I do. I'm doing what I feel is what thus saith the Lord, what he tells me. So being politically correct, I just had someone recently tell me, when you do your podcast, you talk about homosexuality so much that I feel that you could have some of that in you, or like people are going to start assuming that you are homosexual. And I said, what? I sat back and listened and I'm just like, the fact that this person can even say that to me lets me know where your mindset's at. That's how you think. See, I don't do this to be politically correct. I don't do this to get everybody else like, oh yeah, you know what? He's so welcoming to everyone. No, I'm not. I love everybody. I give my opinion just like anyone else does. I've seen a lot of people do what I do. But see, because people got direct contact with me, they think they can just, you know, give me advice and tell me how to run my show and how to run my things. You ain't gonna tell me how to do my things. I'm not here to be politically correct. I'm here to be spiritually correct and politically incorrect. See, people got the tables turned. People forget when they're Christians what our jobs on this earth are. You know, I get people all the time telling me, you shouldn't, you know, when you say things about homosexuality, you're judging. There's other things that go on in this world. There's killing. There's stealing. There's this. I always say, I agree with that 100%. You think I'm cool with killers? Oh, I agree with thieves? No. But homosexuality is the strong man right now. Homosexuality is the thing that is literally the separator in this world right now. Homosexuality has become so powerful, it's able to shut people down. It's able to shut an entire network and society down. I talked about these on my episodes. I'm not going to cover that again. You guys can go back and watch them. But it's gotten to the point now where you can't have an opinion on homosexuality. If you do, you're done. So that's why I bring that up. But I don't approve of anybody. I don't approve of thieves, killing, stealing, cheaters, none of that. I'm like a lot of y'all that give me opinions and things on my episode and my podcast. Do you even listen to the other ones, or do you just listen to the ones that you don't like? Do you just listen to the one that says homosexuality, season 2, episode whatever, and you be like, oh, he's talking about homosexuality, let me go chime in so I can start an argument with him? I feel like people do that sometimes. But I'm not here for that. I'm here to say my God's word. If I feel that that's what he wants me to speak on, I'm going to speak on it. Because I've been amongst people that were once that way, that changed. I had someone on my podcast. I had someone on my podcast that was once homosexual, and he changed his whole life. He's no longer thinking about no man. See, I believe in change. I believe a killer can change. I believe a thief can change. I believe all that. I believe someone homosexual can change. But see, y'all always saying a killer, you know, a killer needs to change, or he don't have a heart. But y'all don't ever say a person that's homosexual needs to change, because y'all condone that. That's why I have to keep elaborating on that. If I bring up a killer, y'all all going to agree with me. If I say, you know, this guy yesterday, he shot up a thing, and, you know, he deserves to be hung or whatever, y'all going to be like, yeah. But if I said, yeah, that killer, I pray for him. Even the Boston bomber, I had anger toward that man. I wanted him dead when they were looking for him and his brother. But then I said, nah. I said, I pray for him. And I pray he gets that prison time like he does, but I pray he gets change in prison. not just suffer and get raped and all that. I want them to get change in prison. Because I believe that that can happen. Just like I believe that someone that's homosexual can become someone that loves an opposite sex. I don't care what nobody says because I've seen it. I've seen it with my own two eyes. Just like that's that feeling you get in your spirit. You know, a lot of people, when I talk about the Holy Spirit, it's hard to explain the Holy Spirit because you're not going to understand unless you have the Holy Spirit. Then once you finally get it, it's like, oh, I've been missing this. I've seen a lot of that. I've seen a lot of people, nah, I'm not with the church life and, you know, I don't believe in it. Then they get the Holy Spirit. Then it's like, wow, I've been missing this. Because you don't know what you've been missing. And everybody gets it different ways. Like I said, I'm not here to be politically correct. I see these people on, you know, Breakfast Club and all the shows I support and watch and TV shows I watch. Like, everything has to have things in it that make it like abortion and all that type of stuff. I elaborated on that already. And I feel like with me, like, if my opinion is there shouldn't be abortions, that don't make me a Republican all of a sudden. If I believe that people shouldn't have choices because you have the choice to lay down. Now, other than being raped, I feel like if you didn't get raped and you laid down with someone, I believe that you should have the baby because God blessed you with that baby. There's a lot of people that wish they could have babies and they can't. Now, if you get raped, that's a whole different story. I'm in the agreement with that. If you get raped, nah, you should be able to have the choice. You should be able to have the choice, but I always say, I feel like you should still bring that baby into this world because even if you can't handle it, someone else that can't have kids might be able to. But I just wanted to make the statement, like I told you guys, my new goal now when I make a lot of these episodes are to make them shorter. I don't want 15 minutes, 20 minutes, unless I have a guest. Other than that, I want to do like 8 minutes. So I know a lot of people, you know, don't want me to go quicker. But, you know, a lot of people like the long episodes. They're like, oh, I miss it. I wish it. But that gives me more room to make more and more content and better my content and better the people that I'm going with. So I'm going to be cutting them down, like I said. And if it's a good thing or if it's something that I feel needs to be talked about again, I'll do a sequel to it. I'll do another episode. I'll do a follow-up. So, yeah, that's all I got for this. I just wanted people to know and Christians to know you don't have to always feel like... That's why I say stay away from Facebook because Facebook is what really, really affects us. And I know from firsthand experience, like, Facebook can ruin you. It's ruined me a whole bunch of times where I had to delete it and get away because Facebook is where you feel you have to say your opinion. And as a Christian, we feel like we have to hide, put ourselves behind the show. No, you don't. You just don't have to elaborate on anything. Unless someone's questioning you or ask you, that's when you elaborate. Other than that, like, you know what? I ain't gonna, you know, I'm not gonna write on Facebook because I know what the response is gonna be. I know what people are gonna try to do. Your better bet is to be like, you know what? You know, unless they ask me or comment to me, I'm just not gonna bring it up. So that's all I got. Thank you guys for listening. Your boy, I'm about to say my review page. Your boy, Mr. Parker, with another podcast. Thank you guys for supporting. Peace.